And one point that is very important for us researchers in weightlifting to know is that every sport in the Olympics are based by weightlifting. Every sport. We see professional soccer players doing the basic phase using weightlifting. We see the swimmers doing the same. So we must understand better how to work with this, not only for weightlifters, for all the sports. This is the way I believe.
Hi Arthur, it's my pleasure to have you in Evidence Strong show. If you could briefly introduce yourself.
Thank you. First, thank you for inviting me to be here. It's a big pleasure. Yeah, my name is Arthur Zequin. I am Brazilian, but my family is part Italian. And I started my graduation after high school in physical education. After that, I was in Australia to do a study in the area of training methods, sports, saying something like this. When I came back to Brazil, I started my master degree where I studied chronic pain and physical exercise, power and strength exercises. At that time, I started a CrossFit company, where we worked with professional weightlifters. After that, I started my PhD, where I was in frontline to study athletics in weightlifting. Then I had a chance to go to Netherlands to work with Professor Tibor in the University of Groningen. And it was amazing because we were studying exactly this, weightlifting and cognitive impairments, using weightlifting and other things. And after that, I performed my postdoctoral in the University of Lyon, Spain, with Professor Daniel Buloza, continuing to work with weightlifting and with PAP. That is a very, very interesting thing to talk about, that kind of potentialization in the after warm-up to potentialize the train. It's amazing way to train weightlifting. And now I am starting my second postdoctoral in weightlifting again, but we are going straight more specific ways. Yes, I think my work degree is like this.
That's awesome. Pleasure to talk to you. The plan for today is to talk about the paper you have published, Association Between Foundation Strength and Weightlifting Exercises in Highly Trained Weightlifters, Support for General Strength Components. So, why this study?
This study came because when we look for the trainers, the top elite trainers in the world, Alexei Trotit, Takano, that is a very famous trainer in United States. He trained the Olympic Federation more. And we see that the training plan of them is basically on the basic weightlifting. That means powerlifting, derivatives of weightlifting mostly, and perhaps 50-50 with weightlifting, clean and jerk and snatch. So we were talking about, me and Professor Enrico first, why they use more back squats than front squats to perform snatch. What do they use overhead press and not too much jerks? And Marco Soriano from Spain was publishing about the use of jerk to predict the weight in snatch, for example. And the trainers were not using this too much. Why do this in Brazil? To show them in Brazil how to work better. Because we would like to know in Brazil, in elite athletes, elite trained people, how this works. Because one thing is to work performance study with recreational participants. We're gonna find another correlation, another coefficient of explanation. But in high training athletes, it is scarce in literature. So we were through this to understand better and bring to Brazil into the world what really is better for the athletes, for the elite athletes, what to work. So we choose the movements, classic movements, snatch, clean and jerk, and the strength foundation exercise that we can say derivates, that was shoulder press, that was deadlift, and that was front squat. And then we performed this study.
All right. So now who were your participants?
Our participants were athletes from the Brazilian Federation. Athletes that compete in Brazilian weightlifting championship. Some of them were used to compete outside of road Brazil, United States, Europe, but most of them were from Brazil and competing here.
So national level elite athletes, national and international level athletes, did you have, you had just males, no females, just males?
Just males.
How many?
It was for our priority analysis, we should take about 17, but we got 19, if I'm not wrong, 19.
19 national and international level weightlifters. Now, what tests did you do with them?
We performed for them the tests of 1RM, maximum strength, 1 maximum repetition, 4 deadlift, shoulder press, front squat, snatch. This is important. Clean and jerk, not clean separate of jerk, clean and jerk together, like the competition. This was this. So we performed these RMs with a space between, if I'm not wrong, 48 hours between the athletes, and then we recorded the data.
Okay, so did you do back squat too?
No, no back squats. There are a lot of studies published in back squats. We performed front squats. Because we know is in, how do you say, kinesiology?
Mm-hmm, kinesiology.
Kinesiology, yeah. In kinesiology, we know that from squats, we can perform using more the quads muscle, that it's mainly activating power exercise. So we were imagining like, oh, why not use front squats, sides back squats? And use deadlift, because deadlift is characterized by a strange exercise, not so much power exercise. And we thought, why don't we perform this to see if really deadlift is more strength or power?
Okay, so snatch and clean and jerk versus overhead press, front squat, and deadlift. Okay, so these were the tests. Now, what have you found?
Yeah, first, it's very interesting because we know, not for the truth, we didn't know. It, after we found it, we knew that the weightlifters, professional weightlifters, work mostly deadlift without 100%, without 1RM. They use normally 70%. 70% is the threshold between the power and the strength. So we found that it's most like to perform better weightlifting using 70%, about 70% of deadlift. It's amazing, no? Because when we study one team, we found another team that must be studied. So when we performed 1RM from deadlift, we could see, oh, for true, it's not good for power. But the literature, very scarce, is indicating us that 70% should be better. If we performed with 70%, perhaps we could found more correlation. We did not talk too much about this in the study, but we talked between us, and it was very interesting because in practice, we found this. They performed less weight and performing more strong, more power. It was better.
Okay, but you didn't say the main thing, which is, was deadlift correlated to snatch and clean and jerk performance or not?
Not. In this study, not. Probably because we performed 1RM, is this.
Okay, what happened with front squat and overhead press, though?
The front squat and the overhead press together, I have here another screen, I'm gonna see, just to talk perfectly. We have absolute and relative weight, that means strength, that means the absolute without considering the body mass, and the relative strength considering the individual body mass. So what we found was that shoulder press alone for absolute strength performance, they could predict about 49% of these nets. Well, we put both with using stepwise regression. When we added the front squat with the shoulder press, the coefficient of explanation was up by 62%. It's amazing. It's very useful information for coaches. In relative, we found lower values. Now, when we go to clean and jerk performance, we found shoulder press alone. 46% of the shoulder press explains the performance in clean and jerk. And when we added the front squats, they were 59% of explanation of the strength in clean and jerk performance.
All right, so this means that press and front squats are correlated. Well, 1 RM of these exercises are correlated to 1 RM snatch and clean and jerk.
Yes, it was correlated. It's important to know that front squat is more correlated alone than the overhead press. And it's important to know that here, when I talk about this stepwise regression, I'm not talking about correlation. I talk about the coefficient of explanation. How much percentage of this exercise explain the performance in snatch and clean jerk? When we perform correlation, the symbol R, we just talk about correlation. How much one correlates to another, not the coefficient of explanation.
Did you do any correlations?
Yeah, we performed correlations. And what we found here, it's very interesting. We found in these athletes, I want to talk about the absolute strength because in competitions, they use absolute strength, okay?
Fine, yes.
Okay. The correlation for the overhead press, I sometimes talk overhead press, sometimes shoulder press, but this movement... Yeah. We found correlation between clean and jerk and overhead press by 0.67. That is moderate correlation. For front squat, high correlation, 0.72. When we go to snatch, we found moderated correlation between snatch and overhead press, 0.69, and high correlation between snatch and front squat, 0.73. Yes, it can be very easy explaining, no? When we see that the beginning and the end of the clean is made by front squats. We go up, receive the barbell, and then finish like front squat. Is this, but using the elastic component, you know?
True.
We have a big problem in when we work with elite athletes, in athletes in general, because we know that the use of statistics work with a high level of evidence. Only if we put 1,000 athletes, we can say, oh, this really works, like meta-analysis. It's hard for us because we use the statistics. But we know that's a little flaw, maybe, because the sample size is small and it's hard, no? Like our study, 90 elite athletes, it's very good because they are elite athletes, but comparing with the number of all the athletes you can use, it's short, it's hard. But otherwise, we know that's very hard to analyze elite athletes. They don't want to be analyzed. They want to train to go to the Olympics, no? It's hard.
The same problems I hear from many researchers around the world. So Brazil is not alone. It's an universal problem.
And one point that is very important for us researchers in weightlifting to know is that every sport in Olympics are based by weightlifting. Every sport. We see professional soccer players doing the basic phase using weightlifting. We see the swimmers doing the same. So we must understand better how to work with this, not only for weightlifters, for all the sports. This is the way I believe.
Yeah, so I had a thought yesterday while doing some reading and so on, that strength and conditioning coaches that work in other sports who have weightlifting background have like a superpower in the...
Exactly. I see this clearly. Because the way they teach this, it's very straight for the power of the athlete. Yeah. Because we are talking here about the power. They teach weightlifting for power. Because
you build from strength, you build power and skill, and you marry it together. So how to transfer raw strength into power and then into this power expressed while you're doing skilled movements, which any sport is in the essence. And now you practice it with weightlifters who are, this is all it is, just power and skill together. This is,
yeah.
So you get so good at transferring the basic strength into power and skill that it is a superpower.
Alex, do you know that the professional trainer in United States only said the difference between the good athlete and the best athlete is the unit, the motor unit used. And when we see weightlifting, we are talking about nearly 100% motor unit used. When we do bench presses, 40, 50% of unit motor unit using. When we see deadlift, 60%. When we see back squats, we're talking about 70-80%. But when we do sprints, jumpings, and weightlifting, we're talking about nearly 100%. This is the way to put an athlete in the highest level, I believe.
That's awesome. Let's summarize the study. So what would be your advice for coaches how to use the data from your study? So like the main...
Amazing. The most important thing is that I noted here. First, for coaches, correlation does not imply causation. It's very important then they for understand. Because what we found was that we can use front squat and overhead press to better the weight performed in weightlifting. And then we see, if we see this, we can say, okay, I have to stop to do deadlift because deadlifts are not good for weightlifting performance. It's not real. Here we did not find signification between them. But we know that it's based by strength, pure strength. So if you want to go more, if you go to the block system from Yuri Verkhoshansky, for example, if we do the base with deadlift, it's great because you want to have more strength. But in the second phase, in the second block, when you have to put more straight from the competition, you have to put performance power. So put a near upside the deadlift and increase more front squats, back squats from the other studies, a overhead press, then you're gonna be more straight for the clean jerk a snatch performance. But note, deadlift is one of the most important exercise for the base because it constructs the base of the exercise. And if you look the initial point when we start the deadlift, it's very similar from the start point from deadlift and from snatch. Snatch is not so narrow, the grip, it's more widely, but the beginning is very similar. So you can use for the base weightlifting, deadlift. And then, like I was talking before, if we put the coach put about 70% of 1RM for deadlift.
70%, if the coach puts 70% of the deadlift?
If the coach puts 70% of the deadlift, probably they are going to be more specific for weightlifting. And why? Because they are putting 70% in deadlift and go hard on concentric phase. When goes up, go hard, fast. They are going to transport the weight, the deadlift for the weightlifting. It's very important for us to understand in kinesiology that the first phase, it's very important for the other phases from the weightlifting. But it seems like that the second phase, the second pull from clean and snatch is the most important phase. Because the principal phase, the main phase to use power, when we pass from the mid-type pull that we say, we can do more power. But it's all very dependent from the first phase, that lift. So yeah, I believe that the coaches must understand that they can use and must use the foundation strength exercise, mainly the ones that were studied, that found in literature, to better the approach in weightlifting. The most important thing is to understand that you can use these exercises, but you have to consider what phase you are with your athlete. Pre-competition, base, specific, special, transition, it's very important to understand and do the puzzle between them.
I think that's what your study adds. It adds a bit of nuance on how deadlifts should be adapted to best serve weightlifting performance.
Yeah. In the discussion we have, I believe three lines explaining this, that we put size based on the literature that lower weight should imply in more power for the weightlifting performance. It's a next study, no? Nobody studied this before. So it could be studied in a few months or years.
True. Let's see what future brings.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, I have two short questions to finish. The first one is, what is your favorite lift?
My favorite lift, for sure, is clean. I love clean.
Why is that?
Why? Clean is based on strength and speed. Snatch is based on speed strength. I believe for my body mass, I'm more strength speed than speed strength. So it fits me better when I perform clean.
I see. All right, and the last question, if people want to find you online, see what you're about, what you're researching, ask a question, where they should go.
Well, for sure. I have a company called, it's a sporty, they say accessory. It's like a company, sports company that I help people around the world to go straight with running, triathlon, weightlifting. All they want to train, I can help with an app. And I have all of this in my everyday post about trainings, about science, about everything in my social media, Instagram. So if you look for Arthur Zekin, ArthurZekin, Arthur Zekin, you can find me there and send to me a message. I have my WhatsApp there in my bio. It would be a pleasure to receive any question.
Awesome, Arthur. Thank you so much for today and all the best.
Well, for you too. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.